This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Success is the word of the day, the word of every day, hopefully for you, because all of you are needed for all of us to have success. You play an important role in adding to the success of this radio program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen at 7 minutes after the hour. Tropical weather system off the coast of North Carolina. If you're near or in the Outer Banks, you're going to get wet today. Going to get wet tomorrow, windy, 45-mile-an-hour winds blowing there now, heavy rains, floods in low-lying areas. That's the situation. Tropical depression with, 115 mile-an-hour winds south of Cape Hatteras. That sounds to me like a hurricane. Has all the trappings. It's a tropical storm, but it could be a hurricane on the coast from Cape. Look out to the North Carolina Outer Banks. You see these. I love looking at these satellite photos of the storms, the radar, and the twisting and turning of the clouds. You can almost sense. You can almost be there without being there. And thanks, I'd just soon not be there. Forecasters in Miami at the National Hurricane Center say there's another tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico that could hit northern Florida later this week and then move up the Atlantic coast. We have rain here where I am in the northeast scheduled, predicted for tomorrow. Kara, what's the weather? Is it getting cloudy? Oftentimes before these things happen, it's really cloudy and heavy. The air is very, very heavy.
Yeah, it was pretty nice yesterday. I think it's supposed to be nice again today, but I think we're going to get rain on Thursday. I think that's when it's going to hit us here.
Yeah, I would say early Thursday, but what I'm looking at here, late tomorrow, and into Thursday. Tourists are... The thing that bothers me about this is it's important to have the warnings because people need to get prepared. But the other side of it is there's such naivete. Okay, so what are you going to do? I'm not going to North Carolina. Well, okay, why aren't you going to North Carolina? Because there's going to be a big storm, a hurricane. Well... There are those who would tell you that it's fun. I know people who actually take vacations and try to find where the bad weather will be.
Storm chasers.
Yeah.
There's a TV show about people like that.
Yeah. Well, that movie that had Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton, I don't know how many years ago that was. I think it was called Twister.
Twister, yeah.
Yeah, right. For me, Twister had a whole different meaning. It was a... The game Twister and the hula hoop craze. Neither of you know even probably what a hula hoop is.
I know
what. Well, what are you talking about?
Because we're aliens. We're aliens. We know what hula hoops are.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because we at one point were tiny girls who probably tried to do it.
Really?
Some more successfully than others. I'm including myself in the non-successful part of that.
Yeah, me too.
I have never played the game Twister, but I certainly know what it is.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone plays drunk Twister in college.
Right. It probably has little to do with this storm. However, it's kind of fun. I love word association. Word association, part one, erosion. Come up with, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word erosion? Kara.
Erosion? Rocks. Cliff.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Beach. Yeah.
Well, I grew up on the beach with beach erosion as a really big problem on the Jersey Shore. So, yeah, that goes right to the beach.
I grew up with it down in Palm Beach County when we have a place, family place, on Singer Island that's right on the ocean. It was the oldest building on Singer Island. And over the years, that area, Riviera Beach, has eroded really terribly, and to the point they had to build up a wall along the side there of the beach. I remember going to that beach, and it was fabulous beach. But now it's pretty much all gone. And you see, and it didn't take long, 35, 40 years, for it to take place. It's really, the tides have changed. There's probably a line there someplace. But anyway, this, and part of it comes because of the hurricanes and the storms that blow up along the coast of Florida and go up the East Coast. They can be very, very, they can be very serious. So let's see, we're talking about the Atlantic Ocean, but over in the Pacific, Hurricane Madeline strengthened into a Category 3 storm. Those of you listening in Hawaii and on Guam, this is more something that's affecting Hawaii. 125-mile-an-hour winds there from Madeline last night and into this morning. Hurricane Watch posted for Hawaii County and for those on the main Hawaiian islands. Let's see, here's another hurricane named Lester, Category 4 storm that is out over... it's east of Hilo and more in the sort of, we think of the Central Pacific. Well, Hawaii is in the Central Pacific. So it takes you, this is how to put it into perspective. The Atlantic Ocean is so much smaller than the Pacific. Look at the map. How long does it take you to get across from the east coast of America to the west coast of either Africa or Europe? It's 6-7 hours, right? 8 hours maybe, depending on where you come from. Well, if you fly from Los Angeles to Honolulu, it's 6 hours. If you fly from Honolulu to Guam or the islands in the Marianas, it's another 6 hours. If you go from Hawaii, let's say, to Tokyo, it's 7 hours. So Hawaii is pretty much in the middle. And when the storms start in the Pacific, they aren't talked about as much because there's not as much in the way other than shipping traffic. And I want to tell you something. If I was one of those... what do they call the marine? What do they call the guys?
Merchant Marines.
Merchant Marines, thank you. If I was a merchant mariner and I'm assigned to ships that travel across the Pacific at this time of year, I think I'd take my vacation at this time of year.
Wow, it's that bad, huh? Oh, well, I know surfing-wise, the swells are heading towards Hawaii, and by the time September, October hit, that's when they've got those massive 100-foot waves that are incredible.
Everybody, lots of people talk about the weather and how bad it is. Winters are awful. No, this is the time of year that even though we're not talking about cold weather, we're talking about wild weather. There's something that goes on as we get close to the autumnal equinox the way the Earth is traveling and somehow or other what all of the vortexes mean and the way the Gulf Stream goes across from the North Atlantic down across it comes in around Daytona Beach. And then the influences in the Pacific of El Nino or La Nina, and it can be pretty wild. People, well, things are changing. It's the worst on record. Remember, folks, the records only go back to 1884. That's it. So whatever happened before that, it's a grab your butt sort of historical reflection on it. And so for those of you who want to get into that news media slump of not having used your brain, this is the worst weather we've ever had. No, not likely at all. It isn't, but it's something to talk about. Anyway, so just an overview of what the weather systems are all about, because this is the time of year. School starts and the tropical storms and hurricanes start all together. Wow, what great planning. 15 past the hour.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrisin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Okay, people in the news, Reverend Mark Burns, high-profile black supporter of Donald Trump, discussing a controversial image he sent out on Twitter yesterday, now deleted. The tweet featured a cartoon of Hillary Clinton in blackface with the caption, "Black Americans, thank you for your votes and letting me use you again. See you in 4 years." It didn't go over too well. Apparently, people are attributing it to Donald Trump. Why would you attribute that to Donald Trump any more than you attribute it to just because the guy supports Donald Trump? Why are you hanging it on him? It's this guy, Burns, who did it. Donald Trump didn't say to him, "Hey, how about you tweet a black-faced Hillary Clinton and drive everybody nuts with it and then delete it?" I find this, again, very sophomoric. There are a lot of people who are going to do a lot of silly things between now and the election. And they may apply to Hillary Clinton, they may apply to Donald Trump, they may apply to Gary Johnson. And by the way, you're going to hear me put all three of them from now on when I discuss what little time I spend discussing the presidential race. It will be with an eye toward discussing all three of the major candidates, because I believe Gary Johnson and the Libertarians have a stake in this, as do you, if you support them. So they ought to get some attention. And they will here. Maybe they won't anywhere else, but they will here. And so I look at this, and I see how the news media tries to hang this on Donald Trump, and I don't see it. I'm not here to protect Donald Trump or to stand up for him, but this is Mark Burns who did this, not Donald Trump. So you attribute it to Mark Burns. If you don't like it, you like it, whatever it is. I think it's kind of silly and soft. I use the term sophomoric. Maybe that'd be my word of the day. It's simple. Simple minds do simple things. And this guy's simple-minded. That's all. It's a simple-minded, sort of irrelevant tweet that gets, okay, this is everywhere. It's kind of like Uma Abedin and her husband, Wiener, and their whole thing. Anymore, Trump tries to associate her with Hillary Clinton and how scary it is that she'd be, this is hello, how do you put 6 degrees of separation together here? So Uma Abedin is Hillary Clinton's top aide. She's married to Wiener. Wiener is an irresponsible male slut, and whatever the word is for male slut, I don't know, what is it? What's the word for male slut? Male slut, I guess. Anyway, so yeah. He's not to be trusted. And so Uma Abedin is not to be trusted? Come on, you can do better than that. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This past weekend of the Spotify co-founder Daniel Ek and Sophia Lavender. They got married at Lake Como in northern Italy, which is, I believe it was either at whatchamacallit's house or close to it, next door or something. That's where George Clooney has a house there.
I don't think it was at Clooney's house. I don't know that they know each other, but
oh,
I mean,
really?
Lake Como's pretty big. A lot of mansions.
Yeah. So Chris Rock, I found interesting. Chris Rock was the minister. And let's see, who else was there?
Can you imagine that? I mean, if you just picture what that must have been like, Dearly Beloved, I mean, how many jokes did he throw in there?
Yeah, right. Let's see, Mark Zuckerberg went to the wedding. Let's see here. Who else was there? It's the usual. I like Bruno Mars now that I think about his music. And I can see where this would be sort of appropriate. Spotify, for those of you who don't know, is a music service like Pandora, in essence. It's more popular in Europe than it is here, and vice versa. Pandora is more popular here than it is in Europe. It's basically where they come from, the people who are running it. I don't know if you use these services. Do either of you use Spotify or Pandora?
I think Kara uses Spotify. I don't use Spotify. I use Tidal.
Yeah. What's the difference?
They just have different artists. Like, Tidal has a lot of exclusive artists to them. But, yeah, I mean, essentially, they're the same platform.
Yeah, same idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Tidal doesn't have any ads. I think Spotify does, right?
Yeah, if you don't pay for it, it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg went to Paris after the wedding to visit with a pope. and he gave him a drone as a gift. Or it wasn't really a drone, it was a model of it. A drone. He wrote on his Facebook page, quote, "We shared our work with the Zuckerberg Initiative to help people around the world. It was a meeting that we'll never forget. You can feel the Pope's warmth and kindness, how deeply he cares about helping people. This model of the drone was tied to a discussion about connecting people, especially in parts of the world that don't have internet. This is a solar-powered aircraft that aims to beam internet to places that don't have it. And they're going to, Facebook's going to run the first test flights this next year. And the Pope got a model of it. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
He went to see them.
He's a modern Pope.
Yeah, oh yeah, very modern. Yeah, thoroughly modern Pope. Drake, in the musical news yesterday, we were talking about him at the MTV Music Awards. And, let's see, Rihanna got the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. Drake bought a large billboard in L.A. to congratulate her. It reads, "Congratulations to Rihanna from Drake and everybody at OVO." Rihanna posted a picture of the billboard with the heart emoji. Apparently, she's into this guy, right?
They've been on and off dating for a while, and he told everyone at the MTV VMA Awards when he was giving her her Vanguard Award, he said, "I've been in love with her since I was 22. And, and the whole crowd went wild, and she kind of blushed. So they're always an on and off thing, but they do seem like they would be a great long-term
couple.
She
blushed?
Oh, yeah.
How can you tell?
She didn't... What?
How can you tell?
Because what? You could see her blushing.
Really? Okay, just wondering.
Yeah, move on. Yeah.
No, you can see that. You can see that on television? Huh? I could never tell. I don't, the pixels, that's what I'm talking about. You can't really see, or I have never been paid attention to that sort of thing. You can see expression, but I didn't think you could see actual colors changing on a face.
Didn't you just get a new TV?
Yeah, I wasn't looking for Rihanna blushing. I'll have to go back and look at that. 28 past the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 34 after the hour. Whenever I hear this tune, it always gets me going.
It's a great
motivator in terms of action and attitude. This is the Tuesday program. I'm sad about the end of August, and I'm more sad about September because it means October is next, and after that, November, and after that, December, and then it all starts over again in the middle of the bad weather. But, man, the time is whoo-wee. Moving. I was talking about the symphony of life and the roles that we all play here. I get philosophical from time to time. I was listening to the sounds orchestral.
The Tibetan singing bowls.
The bowl.
Yeah.
I got a CD of it, and I was listening to it last night. I was falling off to sleep. And it just is fascinating to listen more. When you talk about the symphony of life, it's like words, but the music, there are only 8 notes that have, and I don't even know how, I mean, when you get back to think about where was this created? Who created do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do? Where'd that come from? Whose mind came up with that? I don't know if we could find that out.
I don't know.
Attribute the great music to the minds of Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, Handel, Haydn, any of these great musical personalities, and even to the Beatles, or groups, the genius of modern music, and then, again, get back to the basics of do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it. And how has all of that, the myriad, look at the formats on the radio, different types of music. And again, all of them have the same basis. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it. And then you think about the types of people that there are in the world. How many types of people? Are there lots of different types of people? I'm not so sure. There are a lot of characters, and a lot of the magic of it is to interpret what we have become out of our experiences. And, you know, you look at, for example, if you want to look at Hillary Clinton and her experiences in life and why that's brought her to be the way that she is, and Donald Trump and his experiences in life and why that's brought him to be the way he is. Or we could look at me or you, Kara, or you, Victoria, or the folks who are listening. We all are a product of where we come from. And this course that I'm taking called celestial
constellation, constellations.
The theory of where we come from and our families and the things that have happened. It's almost so simplistic when you see yourself, you want to knock yourself with a rubber mallet in your head, because it's so easy to see once you understand how. And I go back to the musical reference. There's harmony or there's discordance. And it just depends on how you play that music or how it's played for you. And so when I look around at how easy it seems we could find the harmony, but for whatever the reason we don't, we look for the dissonance and we hear the people who hit the bad notes. Like I was talking to the guy, the black minister earlier, who had a stupid tweet yesterday. That's a bad note. That's a sour note. How many good notes were hit yesterday by either him or the people who are supporting Donald Trump or the people supporting Hillary? It can all be music. We could make this all about music. There's a fascinating business because there's a rhythm of life that we have, that we follow. And sometimes the rhythm of life hits a hole in the road. The rhythm of life in Italy, for example, because of the earthquake there. Look at the rhythm of life in Louisiana, disturbed by all of the flooding last week. Look at the rhythm of life in the upper Midwest or even in the East, where we've had a drought, and what that done to people and their choices in food and farmers. And I mean, you can really analyze life. People go through life in this simplistic way without appreciating all the ups and the downs, the ins and the outs. And it really, you lose something in your life if you don't look at all of the aspects of it and all the aspects of the people that are close to you. Because basically, people are born good, and we are good through our lives. We just, every once in a while, we hit a bad patch. And sometimes it can take people down a bad road, and they never recover. We were talking about the prison system yesterday, which doesn't help people recover. It doesn't. Mm-mm. It just, you make the mistakes, and sometimes you're put away, and you become worse people. Most people that go to jail become worse people instead of better.
Well, they go right back into jail for similar crimes of what they just got released for. Yeah.
But that's discordant. That's the music hitting a bad note. Whereas with some of the people, once in a while, you find, for example, in terms of Italy and the earthquake, after the earthquake there, is a surprising group of people that has become prominent in relief efforts. The country has a strong emergency response system, and so 6,600 rescuers were quickly mobilized last week. But more help was needed, so a group of refugees came in to help There's a lot of anti-immigrant sentiment in Italy, just like there is here and all over Europe. I mean, I'm talking about serious. It's pretty serious here. It's very serious there because of all the trouble Europeans are having with people that are coming up from the Middle East. So in one of these towns, a group of five asylum seekers went into action. A refugee from Gambia said that he felt he had to give back to the Italians for the good things they have done for us. This was, 35 refugees and asylum seekers who had been placed in a small town about 50 miles from the quake's epicenter the day before. They were placed there. The government's putting them all over the country. They're just placing, 50 here, 25 there, 30 over here. And so the day before the quake, they were just plopped in this town, and they decided that they wanted to help clear rubble. So the group went to the location, and they offered to help, and they were pulling people and stuff out of the rubble. So, you know, there's something, again, that's not discordance. That's hitting the right notes. Another group of 70 refugees pooled together their allowances of €2 each to make a donation of €200 to the earthquake victims. This is a group that lives in a shelter in Calabria. We're moving to action by the images of the video and the stories of the earthquake.
It hits home. It resonates with them.
Of course. Well, yeah. I mean, think about how disrupted their whole life is, and their communities are blown up. So the difference between the blow up and the earthquake destroying, what's the difference? It's all
destruction. The aftermath kind of looks the same. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big pile of rubble. So this situation, the trauma that goes with it, a lot of similar things going on, and so they understand it, they feel it, they know it, and so the good news is that they took some action to help, and that's a good story. That's music to our ears, music to their ears, and again, that's the musical thing I'm trying to tell you, that there's good music here, and there maybe is discordance, but this is a symphony, and it shows you the basic goodness of most people, no matter where they come from. Most people are good. We don't hear about this sort of thing, other than if you listen to this program, because you won't hear it on, you think Don Imus is going to talk about this morning? I don't think so. 43. The probe of Jupiter, speaking about good news and what we've accomplished, the latest from NASA, up next here, it's 43 past the hour.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom.
Ground Control, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schilling. Juno, that spacecraft on the mission to Jupiter, orbiting closer to Jupiter than any other man-made object. Record-breaking approach this past weekend. NASA, which launched this probe Juno 5 years ago, made the approach to Jupiter 2,600 miles above the planet. And we're seeing all of this down here. Isn't that amazing? Going 130,000 miles an hour. Even imagine that.
Yeah.
This thing is cruising at 130,000 miles an hour. Remember, our spacecraft cruise around the planet at about 18,000 miles an hour, which is mind-boggling in and of itself. Juno capturing some astonishing images and so much scientific data. Mission Control is in ecstasy. They have reached a point where the spacecraft's flight path, the thing that is so hard, we think about gravity here and what it all means, and I think we were talking about this, you know, I so love to talk about these things because it's so fascinating to use your imagination and think. Remember, it was the last Thursday or Friday we were talking about the twin planet to the Earth out in some another solar system in our galaxy that's 4.5 light years away. And somehow or other we figured out that it's about the same size as the Earth. It has as much water as this planet does. And with all of that, you got to figure there's life there.
And even a similar gravitational pull.
Yeah.
The only weird thing about that twin planet, and I forget what it was called, but there would only be, the daylight would stretch. There
was because in 11 days,
odd.
They go around, it takes them 11 days to go around the sun.
Yeah.
Where ours is 365 days. Yeah.
Yeah. So the light would be weird. But other than that could
imagine
be our next planet that we could ruin.
Right. You cynic, you. Can you imagine spring only lasts for 2 days?
Monsanto will sponsor the new planet.
Yes, right, yeah. Everybody move. Yeah. Anyway, so I think this is very cool.
I cannot wait to see the images of this, actually, because NASA said it's going to
take... Today or tomorrow.
They said it'll take a while to download the images to Earth, because right now everything is up in the probe. But I think it will be really interesting when we finally get to see some images.
Me too. All right, let's see. I get very philosophical. This half hour I've been pretty philosophical, starting with the music and trying to figure out where music comes from. We were in our minds thinking about this Lucy, the human ancestor that has been the talk of lots of the science community, and they're trying to figure out this is a being that was alive millions of years ago, and
Is this a mummy or a body or something that they found, or remains of something?
Remains. Remains were found, and they're trying to figure out how she died, and they think she fell out of a tree. How the hell would you know?
I know, right?
She fell out of a tree.
And where geographically, where was Lucy?
I believe that Lucy's in Africa someplace. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I know that I believe a lot of early humans were found in Greece and in Africa, but I can't remember exactly where she was found.
Remember, there was very little human life on this side, in this hemisphere, whether you're talking about the North American or South American, this hemisphere had very little human life. It was mostly on the other side of the planet. It's 10 before the hour.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Now, Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen and Victoria Keelan. The technology world with high earner, not rich yet people, referred to as Henrys by some, as opposed to Henry. That's an old, who did that song? Henry, I'm Henry VIII, I am. Herman's Hermits has nothing to do with them. As a matter of fact, most of the people that are Henrys never heard of Herman's Hermits, I'm going to guess. This thing of using technology, I just saw the last couple of years, ladies, 12,000 companies have started based on using the technology that we have to help us do things better. Most of the younger people coming along embrace this. Most of the people my age do not, don't understand this. You know, I suppose one of the best examples of this is PayPal. You know, one of the early versions of using an app, right? That PayPal is an app that you use to pay your bills. And you can use it pretty much anywhere.
I don't happen to like it. I don't find it easy to use, but a lot of you say, what do you mean? It's the easiest thing. I've heard that 100 times.
I don't like PayPal. You're not alone on that. I actually, yeah. I mean, the only reason I've ever used PayPal in its beginning stages was it was exclusive to eBay. So if you bought something on eBay, you had no real choice but to use PayPal.
Yeah.
So, but now PayPal has morphed into a lot of vendor sites, like on sites like Etsy. A lot of people will use it to collect payment, not just from a checking account point of view, but from credit cards as well.
So it's a lot easier. That's the point I'm trying to make here. These businesses, that have developed, these 12,000 businesses that have developed out of using these apps and how they can help you in your business, in your personal life, and a lot of the Henrys, the high earners, but on folks who are not rich yet, use them for. My mind doesn't expand to 12,000. I'm trying to think of how in the world there are that many apps, but there are. There are hundreds, 400,000, 500,000, 600,000 apps or more.
It's even more than that.
More than that now. So 12,000 of them supposedly aimed at using technology to make money. You were talking about Etsy's, which is something that deals with our creativity. Let's explain what the new Etsy app is all about in a moment here.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, the Etsy desktop site. This is a creative art app. Many of you probably have started using it, but now it's going to be easier to use and more. It's more flexible. Is that basically what the app is about?
The Etsy app is really a huge difference and a big, big improvement over the Etsy website. The Etsy website is an online marketplace for anything that's customized art to T-shirts, if you want to find custom phone cases, anything that's cute and artistic and fun. I've gotten a lot of stuff off of Etsy. Last week, I got my friend her birthday present that was a custom piece of art.
You make it or you get
it
off?
No, you just order it. It's an online marketplace of artists and artisans.
Oh, okay. You're not making things. You're buying them from people who have made them.
Exactly. So the new Etsy app makes navigating all those categories a lot easier.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world,
One Life. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.